Blog Talk Radio.
Monday night, and it is the Constitution Hour, and I'm filling in. My name is Linda for Ron Golden, and I got Bill on the line, and he's filling in as well. How are you doing, sir? I don't know if I've got him, but we'll go from there. If you can hear me, let me know, Bill. Okay. Bill. Unmuted. Anyway, I am in California, and Bill is in Indiana. Okay, thank you. So far, we're good. We just got to get some more people in here and get Bill put up here. I've got him on the line, but but I can't hear you if you're talking to me. Something's wrong here. So maybe I'm just not hitting it right. Let's see. Live. Okay. I think I got you now. Say something. Okay, he's trying it again. Okay. So we are brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. That is www.PatriotFamiliesOfTheYS.com. Bill's going to try again. He's in the chat room. Here we go. I'm going to try this one more time. See if I can get it. Should come up red. I've got you. I don't know if you can hear me.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Sounds good. Rod should tell us if he
can
hear
you.
Perfect. We got it now.
All
okay.
Right.
So, wow, I mean, it's
been... Should we
start
off with the big screen, you know?
Oh,
our
my
Senate,
God.
As the libertarians and the rhinos and the Senate have screwed us again, pushing their agenda
yep.
21, amnesty to destroy the culture of the United States.
Oh, they're destroying it. It's done. You know, I talked to a friend of mine. I've been in meetings practically. There was one Sunday and there was one Thursday. The lady, she was at both of them. She's across the street from me. We've been shoulder to shoulder for the past couple of years and fighting against the city council. And, you know, and then I was explaining to her, I'm bringing her around on all this stuff on A21. She pretty much gets it. but there's things that she doesn't understand about the New World Order, because that's what this is about. This is a foreign influence. And I've been spoon-feeding her the best, you know, that I can. I lost Bill again. Okay, but anyway, he'll call back. And she didn't know that this amnesty bill was all part of this because of the open borders, et cetera, and the you know, the New World Order and the foreign entities coming in. Let's see if I can get Bill back again. Here we go. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, because it dropped off. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anything. So
I don't know what's going on here in Indiana.
Yeah, because I'm hearing a little bit of static on your side, but maybe it's the weather. I don't know. We've got good weather here. So, well, you know what? That moon is just like real close. So I don't know if it's messing with us, but we'll check it out. As long as you stay with me, we're good. I've been, you know, when I watched Glenn today, Louis Gohmert and Steve King were on there talking about this stuff. They had the original 70 people, the first, what was that comment? Something. I can't, I'm sorry. I couldn't, I was trying to concentrate on what I was doing. Sorry, Rod, you're going to have to call in. I'll keep trying to read. Basically, it's just crazy. They had Michelle, Louis, and Steve were the original three. They had 67 others in the house, the 70 people that, yeah, I am in California. He's talking to me. I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, so they actually had more people in the last few days joining them from the House of Representatives who want to join the original 70 and stand up against this. So we're praying that they can kill this in the House. They can't put it into law if it gets killed in the House. I will find a cure for it, Rod, but I can't leave right now. So I'm just doing whatever I got to do, hanging in here fighting against this stuff. Like I said, I've been at meetings. We'll go over a lot of that tomorrow and on my show, but I tried to explain to my buddy across the street. Her name's Linda as well. Her last name starts with a W, so we go by initials there. But this is a New World Order push. This Agenda 21 is hugely encompassing on all of it. Common Core, amnesty, no borders. It's evil. This is what's going on, Bill. I mean, and some people, I'm finally getting them piecemeal to understand it. Can you hear me? I don't know if I've got him. Okay. He might be able to hear me, but I can't hear him speaking. So let's all go to Texas. Well, actually, we're going to go to Southern Indiana, Rod. And Bill's looking for property there that would accommodate us. I would love to go. It's going to happen someday. I don't know. I'm hoping that the meltdown doesn't happen as that fast. But I have a feeling that I'll be stuck here in California. Well, we can go anywhere for vacations if we can hold up long enough and take back our country. I have Bill on the thing, and it says he's live, and he's got a red microphone, but I don't know. I know I can't hear him either. So if he's trying to talk, neither one of us can hear him. So he's typing, so we'll check it out. Bill's Texas is run by Agenda 21 puppets. Oh, I know. And well, because they have to have that huge open border, you know, to do these things. And the thing, problem is I can see you're typing, but for some reason we can't hear you. I can't, and neither can Rod, so I don't know. Apparently Rod can hear me. So we've got a lot of problems. We can change that with Linda on our side. Well, look, I'm not going up against Rick Perry or anybody else. We got to stop all this stuff. That's it. We have to take the country back, put these people in jail, and just be done with it. There has to be either a peaceful revolution like Glenn wants to do, and if he can do that, that's fabulous, because I don't want bloodshed if we can avoid it. But I'm telling you, they're pushing us. And yeah, I know. Bill says Perry supported SPP, NAFTA, Superhighway, and Obama's ramming through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I got a static. Can you hear me now, Bill? Or can I hear you? He's dropping again. So I've got three drops on that. So we'll just go from there. He's going to try to get back in. So we are dealing with a very, very evil group of people. Bill posted something on Facebook. I don't know if I got it to you or not, Rod, but it was about the Bilderbergs and all those companies. There was 100 companies, and the Rand Corporation was one of them. Let's see if I can pull this up again. Let's see. Okay. I got you back, I hope. But he can probably hear me, and for some reason I'm not getting any voice. So we're going to keep trying. Type in what you can, Bill, and then we'll maybe a different landline or something. I don't know what you're using. Rod's trying to type in as well. So, and then we have not just the huge immigration problem. We have the secret courts, and this was in the Washington Compost, and Glenn was talking about it today on his show, and they were actually he was quoting them from the Washington, same equipment he uses every week. So maybe something's interfering. I keep hearing a little static. Can talk to me, say something.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, I got you now. So okay. Let's just pray on that. Go ahead, talk.
I tore the headphone off and put it to the side.
Okay. There we go. Rod says he can hear us as well. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You know, this whole immigration bill is a farce.
It's evil.
If you look at what they've done, Janet Napolitano has the power to nix whatever she don't like out of it.
Oh, and
so if you think there's going to be border security, well, you know,
yeah,
she's going to nix that.
Yeah. And that's what Louie and Stephen were talking about today on Glenn's show. And this headline here, it says, Senate bill incentivizes employers to fire Americans and hire amnestied immigrants because of the...
I've told you that all along.
Yeah, because the Gang of Eight's backroom immigration deal with Upchuck Schmuck, Corker, Hovind, and the rest of these clowns, all the formerly illegal immigrants who are amnestied will be eligible to work but will not be eligible for Obamacare. Employers who would be required to pay as much as $3,000 penalty for most employees who receive an Obamacare health care exchange subsidy would not have to pay the penalty if they hire amnestied immigrants. So this is just part of it, and it says employers would have significant incentive to hire or retain amnestied immigrants rather than current citizens, including those who have recently achieved citizenship via the current naturalization process, which we do have a lot here in California. They've waited their turn and done it the right way. This is really an interaction effect of the immigration proposal and Obamacare itself. This is all tied together, as you can see. This is so bad. I mean, this is
if you're a citizen and you've had a DUI or some kind of minor charge or whatever,
right?
An employer can use that to block you from employment, but they're going to stop them. They cannot use that to block illegals or recently amnestied people from employment. That's discrimination on the biggest
level
scale there is. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that happens. Yeah, I mean, look this whole thing. There's the whole Obamacare has been riddled with, you know, they had the waivers and they had, you know, the Amish and the illegals and the Muslims. No, they don't have to do any of this stuff. And I think that somewhere, I don't know if the Congress had voted themselves a waiver or not, but I don't think they did. And they were kind of ticked off about it. So now this is how stupid we have people in our government, Bill. Half of them are stupid and half of them are just pure evil.
You take the CBO, put out the immigration score. CBO is only allowed to use the numbers they're given. And even in that, even they pointed out that they counted numbers twice, just like they did in the health care bill.
I know they're lying.
And the truth is, let's back to the 11 million number. That's a bald-faced lie. And any politician out there, I don't care who they are, you're a damn liar if you say that 11 million is a number.
I know. And so then I'm listening to what's his face? They had a thing, I don't know whether it was Facebook or one of them. I think it was. I reposted it. It was like 2 minutes or something like that with Ron Paul, who was on with Idiot Piers Morgan. You know how that goes. That guy's so stupid. He wouldn't be able to understand the Constitution if you force-fed it down him like a goose and a funnel. Anyway, so because he asked Ron Paul about these secret courts and all these other things that are going on. And Ron Paul says, well, nobody's following the Constitution. He says, how about that? I mean, and then you've got all these the data collecting, and you've got these secret courts below the Capitol building. You know that's going on, which I just found out about today. I'm trying to find the story at the Washington Post. Can't find it. And so idiotic Piers Morgan was trying to say something, and Ron Paul just shut him down and said, all you're doing, if you are you know, going along with this stuff, with secret courts and all this stuff and no transparency, is you're justifying a dictatorship. And that was the end of the tape, or the video, and I had reposted it. And I reposted a bunch of stuff today because I was like, oh, my God. And there was people constantly talking about how we're being pushed into a revolution. And if we can't get this done peacefully, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. I'm telling you, Bill, it's not going to be pretty. And I don't want to have to see it.
Well, Schumer's already threatened. If they don't get their amnesty, they're going to riot.
Oh,
Schumer's already made that threat.
Somebody needs to take that SOB, put a towel around his neck, and stuff his head down a toilet until he turns blue. I can't stand that freak. And I don't
feel that way about most of our elected on both sides of the aisle. We cannot trust the Republican Party establishment. We cannot. Quit trying to. Quit going just because they're Republican, jumping on their side. You're screwed up.
They're not Republicans. Well, but they're not conservative. That's for sure. They're rhinos, and they're in sheep's clothing, and they come inside of a Trojan horse. I'm telling you, Bill, Rubio was one of them, a liar, a Trojan horse, Tea Party member is what he was.
You see that in Arizona, they're trying to oust Flake and McCain.
Yeah, and I also heard that there was stuff going on with Jan Brewer today. I was hearing on one of the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now I heard she's getting her true colors are coming out too. So this is.
You got to wonder how many of these people are threatened. You do it our way or whatever. You come in here. I don't care what you come in here telling your constituency. You're going to do it our way, or we'll get you out of here some way.
That's what was talked about
on
the Blaze.
Or your family.
And yeah, that's what was talked about on the Blaze. And the Glenn was even saying the same thing. He says, this is what's happened. Now that we know they have this technology to do this stuff, that's why Justice Roberts changed his tune and got Obamacare as a tax and all this nonsense, because they probably threatened him, saying, we're going to expose everything of this, that, and the other thing, because they got it, you know, down to his cousins and second cousins to, you know, pull out the wool out from under the closet. This is what's going on. This is horrible. I mean, my God, this is how they're doing it, Bill. And you know what people need to start doing? They need to start saying, I don't care. You trash me. You take everything from me. Lives, fortune, and sacred honor, and mean it. Not just lip service.
You know, it's like the whole spying thing. I don't care that they're spying on me. I've known they were going to be spying on me from the very beginning when I stood up and decided to take a stand.
Yep. It still sucks.
And I made the decision that I don't mean anything. I do this for those who can't stand up and fight for themselves.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? We all, you know, God is not going to hold us unaccountable, Bill. And you know that. I think that was a statement from Bonhoeffer, and Glenn uses it all the time. And I'm glad
you're
doing this thing. Go ahead.
If you think about it, I warned everybody that the closer we got to standing up, the faster they would push their agenda.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at it right now at full bore.
This is why everyone was so terrified that he would get a second term, because they knew that this would be pushed to the wall quickly.
Linda, we're being terrified of one man. It is not him that is doing it.
I know.
He's just their out front person. It is our elected bodies that are doing it.
Right.
And they are being guided to do it by lobbyists and wealth and all this and that. That's like the Snowden case. If he is in Russia and you really want him, there's a way to get him back. Trade Russia, George Soros, for Snowden.
Absolutely.
They'll take Soros in a heartbeat if you'll give him to him.
That would be it. I'd pay to see that. I'd buy tickets for that one, Bill.
It's sad when the Russian premier, the Russian leader, Putin, sounds more American and Obama sounds more Russian.
Well, of course. He's Stalin. I told you that. I call him Barry V for a reason. He is Stalin incarnate. And now one of my local guys got busted. They were ticked off at him because he borrowed Glenn's phraseology about this NSA program where they're data mining and being able to track everybody, because Glenn said on his radio show, and Mike Slater picked up on it and said it on a TV show, they excoriated the hell out of this poor guy for saying it, but it's the truth. And all he said was, go ahead.
Here we are. We're throwing a fit about NASA spying on us, and no one's, or NSA spying on us, and no one's paying attention to the fact that under the health care bill, the IRS will have as much information on us for more than the NSA does.
Oh,
and
guess
who's going to have? Guess who's going to be over all that?
Yep.
SEIU.
And
Acorn
guess who else
was supposed to be?
There's another person you can't forget about, and that's that idiot from HHS, and that's Kathleen Superbilious. She's going to have more power than she needs to have, like the rest of these people. None of these people need to have any of this power.
It was all laid out to give power to their people. That's his czars and everything else.
Yep.
Look at the guy. I mean,
and here's,
there's no turn that they're not trying to take total control us all under them. They're even introducing legislation that would make us all move into the cities. Now, that would be a cold day in hell
21.
For me.
There's your agenda 21 right
there. That
would
be a cold
right
day in hell for me. I don't live in the city because I consider the city to be a slime pit. It's where all the corrupt and all the criminal elements and all that gather in the cities because they're less detected in larger populations.
Well, you know, it's
come
not
out here in the country where I live and you try to pull that kind of stuff, they'll find you somewhere.
Absolutely. Look, I've lived in big cities, Bill. When I was a young person, in my growing up time in my 20s, when, you know, it's all you want to do is party when you're 21 because you're allowed to now, legally. And I enjoyed it because I'm a dancer and I was a professional dancer. I love the theater, and you just can't get to the theater when you're out in the country easily. So it was next door to me and it was easily accessible. And there are decent people who live in cities, you know, I mean, or there would be anarchy. So it's not just, but it is conducive to that. I understand that because you are stacked on top of each other. There are levels of service. Everybody thinks that they need to have a quote first responder, which is not true. You are your own first responder. I get that. And as I see what's
people
going on,
people have to take responsibility for their own lives, for their own stuff. You can't always depend on someone else to do stuff for you or to take care of you.
Oh, absolutely. I know.
If we could depend on the cops to protect us, you wouldn't have all the people getting hurt and murdered and stuff that you do. How well are the cops, good a job of cops doing in Chicago? I guarantee you, my little rural area out here has such a low percentage rate of crime compared to any city. It's not funny.
Well, I know. Okay, but look, now, there, like I said, there's when you have people, what are they, 12 million or better just in New York City alone, I mean, yes, their crime rates are crazy. It is crazy. They have more people, and they have what they call the gun-free zones and the direct
to those places.
Right,
Linda,
I know that.
Because it's easier to do their crimes and be undetected.
True, and the thing is, they have a lot of services and welfare in those areas. This is part of the deal. It's a dependency class. I get that. And there's a lot of drugs. There's a lot of gangs. There's everything. It's not good. Now that I see what's going on, and I understand the founding, and I understand what's going on with Agenda 21 and everything else. Rod's talking to me and says, congratulations. Yeah, I started when I was 7, Rod, and I fell in love with it. I can't help it. Anyway, you know, and I live in a city that's not anywhere near as big as L.A., because I lived in L.A. for like over 35 years. But now I'm in San Diego, and I'm still, you know, I've got quite a few thousand people here in Oceanside. And I've got, within minutes of driving, I've got 3 million people all around me. This is a city. This is not rural, you know, where I'm at. So I don't know what's going to happen or how much time we have. How much time we have to stave these people off? Can we get rid of, stop it in the house?
They are doing their work at their FEMA camps right now.
Oh,
and
gosh,
as I've said, you know, they're getting ready for us. Why do you think they've got so many foreign troops, and why do you think they're moving the armored vehicles all over the country?
I know. Oh, I know. It's not going to be pretty. So I don't know where I'm going to go or how I'm going to get out of here, but I'll figure it out. Trust me. I've already thought about this. I've war gamed this in my mind a lot, Bill. Believe me,
on
what to do.
Hope we could get together here in 3 weeks and it would be just a relaxing time and stuff, but we're not going to be able to relax.
Well, we're going to do our damnedest with good food and a hell of a lot of wine on my part. Let me tell you what. I've got to tell you. And we're going to have some music, and we're going to check it out. You know, we're going to talk about our Patriot Family site, our blog talk radio shows. We're going to talk about what to do in the future and the near future, Bill. We've got to think about these things. And
I think we need to get our site updated. We got to get our radio shows refigured how we're going to do it. We need to push now is the time. You're seeing all over Facebook where Facebook has been nothing but working for the government.
I know.
Zuckerberg's more of a traitor than Snowden.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can do is try to unplug from all this stuff, and you have to actually change your IP address to get rid of Facebook. That's the only way I know you can do it. And you can, if you have a guru that can do it for you, then it's better you do that.
If I never go on there, what the hell, you know?
Yeah, I know. But look, the thing is, they've already got everything they need. You know, they've got it all. Google's the same way. You can't escape this stuff. I mean, unless
the
go completely.
All of it.
Yeah. The only way to do
and
this
people
is.
People got to wake up and realize it was the Republican Party just as much as the Democrat Party to put all this stuff into place.
Absolutely.
Bush. George W. Bush.
Yep.
Bill
George
Clinton.
The New World Order Bush. I know.
Include Reagan in there, too. Every one of these
got
people
right.
Has been pushing all things to set up. There is no honest, been an honest leader for knows how many years.
Exactly.
Because
look,
centuries.
Remember when you posted that thing where the chart where you blow it up and it had the Bilderbergs and it had all those companies and the Rand Corporation and the World Bank and the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay, this is all you need to know. This is what's running this world right now. These are the banksters. There's J.P. Morgan. I mean, let's just go back and pull your book out on Jekyll Island, and you've got all those names practically right there, Bill. I'm telling you right now.
And now I'm going to tell you one step further, Linda. If you were to, if they was to publish, who are these people behind the carbon exchanges? That same group of 100 people will be there.
Oh, look, the SOBs in Sacramento did this under Schwartzen, housekeeper, before he even left office. He got AB 32, which is cap and trade for California, pushed through. He got SB, I think it was the Senate bill in our Senate, 375, which was hugely Agenda 21, all this crap coming down the pike. I'm telling you, it's evil. What they are doing in California, every school in California, K through 12 right now, has SB 48, which is the gay, lesbian, gender bias, whatever the hell they call it, transgender nonsense, forced down the throats of these kids. That's one. Now they've got Common Core. Grandnieces are getting taught it right now because I asked my niece, Jenny, I showed her the video that was on one of the Facebook deals on YouTube, and I said, are your kids being taught this? And she sent back, and she said, yes, they are. So, of course, my family doesn't want anything to do with me anymore. I mean, it's just horrible what's going on. There was some miscommunication.
Through that with my family, and I just made a decision. Hell with them. I'm going to do what's right.
Yeah. Oh,
you know.
Oh no.
Family or not, I'm going to do what's right. They're my family. They're not God. They're not righteous.
It's very true. It's
very
difficult.
I have family members that side with me, but I have even my own mother who has no idea of what's going on in this world. My mother thinks Hillary Clinton is a saint.
Oh Jesus!
Because
oh, my God.
The only news that she gets, whether
it's from
way
the left.
Out of sea. Wave or maybe HA, it's either the channels out of Louisville, they're all liberal.
Yeah.
Or even the media around here. With our state trying to defeat Common Core, the only thing that comes out in our local paper was an article supporting Common Core.
Of course. Oh, Bill, look, I'm with you because we've got these repubics who say that they're conservatives who own these papers right here in San Diego. They've taken over. They're trying to take over everything from San Diego all the way up through Orange County and Los Angeles on these newspapers so they can dominate it. So everyone's trying to get alternative media in print, and we're doing it on our own, the Coast News, the Patch, and all these independent people. Because if these people lose their subscription and their viewership online, they'll just go belly up. And for me, they're just rags. They should just be done for butcher paper. That's all they're good for, is wrapping fish and stuff. That's all they're good for, Bill. It's just ridiculous. I get way more information on the internet than I would ever get from that rag that comes out every day.
That's true. That's so true. Rob,
I mean,
my friend,
God.
You may think there's only three of us, but I am never alone, my brother. I always have a couple sitting here with me, and I do now.
Yep, absolutely. Here's the thing. Look, I've got two nieces who have been indoctrinated thoroughly. One is in her late 30s, and the other's in the mid 40s. Her daughter, the oldest one's daughter, has just turned 20. The other lady has kids that are like 6 and 8. Okay, they're being thoroughly indoctrinated in this communist crap, this globalism, Agenda 21 garbage. And I am too tough for toilet paper. Yes, Rod, that's true. You wrap the fish, be done with, you line the bird cage. Very good. You can do that. You know, that's what some of these papers are. They're just rags. They're like, what's that thing? What they used to call those rag magazines that come out, like The Inquirer. That's what they remind me of, The Inquirer. This is exactly what you have. This is Pravda, but this has been going on for decades. Way.
Well, right now,
like,
you probably get more truth out of The Inquirer than you do the other media.
Exactly.
And that's sad. I mean, wasn't
it's
it,
true.
Is it
well,
The Inquirer
look,
that broke the John Belushi steal?
Yeah. Do you know that?
Several others. Yeah, where's our regular media? Our media doesn't do any actual investigating. They don't check into the stories. They just go with whatever the AP or whoever puts out. Here in Seymour, it's all controlled out of Columbus, Indiana.
Right.
The people that own the Tribune own the Columbus Republic and a couple other papers. And everything you read about reading theirs, they can claim to be kind of conservative or in middle line, but the truth is they're liberal as can be, and they're promoting the agenda.
Unfortunately, this is true, and we have talk radio. And what's really ticking me off, and I'm about ready to write a letter to these guys, because I have just, first of all, they have been touting they pretend to be Republicans doing this, and they're not. And they're coming on with their advertisements, and they're saying, what doesn't work is a broken system, and this is why we have to have comprehensive immigration reform to fix our borders. And they do this every day.
Well,
they're pushing it. And the other thing they did that I'm going to talk to them about when I get my when I sit down either tomorrow or when I can, when I get a minute, and I'm just going to go ahead and send them a snail mail letter, find out how to get to these clowns, because I think they're in the phone book, or I'll be able to find a way to get to them, and I'll get them a snail mail letter, and I'm going to tell them you need to stop the propaganda on this stuff. There was they were talking about, they had this controversial issue in Encinitas, because they were teaching in the public schools. They wanted to have one of the things in the in their PE, their physical ed program, to teach the kids yoga. And somebody said, well, they can't teach yoga because it's got Buddhist and whatever implications in their religious teachings and all this crap and the separation of church and state. And then they come out with this stupid garbage, and I'm about ready to scream. They're talking about, well, it violates the Constitution, separation of church and state, and my head just about flew off. There is no constitutional separation.
But they're pushing to let Muslims pray in school.
Oh, well, not only, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. The whole thing is absolutely an upside-down world. I'm ready to go talk to Alveda King, David Barton, and Glenn Beck and march. I'm thinking about how to make signs that says, I am a woman, and on the other side, like one of them sandwich things, you know, that you would wear when they did in the 30s, on the other side saying, I am a sovereign individual. That's what I want to say. Screw these people. I'm done. Yeah, if you can't figure that out, go get a dictionary. Oh, man, it's driving me nuts, separation of church and state. I'm ready to go take a baseball bat to these people.
Well, church and state.
That was Jefferson.
They want to separate. They would like to separate us from the church totally. They have done nothing but a blatant, open attacks against Christianity, and they keep coming left and right, and they keep kind of like act like they're doing something, but at the same time they're turning around and kissing the butt of Muslims.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, that's you know what this is what I've been saying. I've been saying this for this last 2 weeks. I keep thinking because I'm in constant contact with libtards and absolute out and out communists. You should have seen me. I stood my ground when we talk tomorrow and on my show. You're going to be so proud of me because I did not back down. I did lose my cool, but I don't care. It was time. It was beyond time. Anyway,
well, you know, I brought a young guy on our show about a couple months ago.
Right.
Since then, his whole ideology has kind of altered, and he's the one I got that article on the Bilderbergs. Got it from him.
Wow.
I turned him on to The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Good.
And several other things. And his whole thing has changed. He is seeing the Democrats for what they are.
Well, the progressive commies, that's what I call them.
He is seeing the agenda they are promoting and pushing. And he also sees that, as I told him all along, it was both sides. This amnesty thing didn't start with Obama. It started under George Bush.
I was fighting Bush and McCain and Ted Kennedy.
And if Ted Kennedy was alive, I'd kick his knees out from under him.
They had this under Reagan in 1986, this garbage.
Oh, yeah.
They
never made any attempt to seal the border. That border, friends out there.
Do you remember that Patty Waste Bush and his 700 miles or something of fence? Or whatever that was, and they passed a law. Has there been 1 inch built? No. I mean,
36 miles. 36 miles. Today you heard them out there screaming about 350 miles. Well, I'm sorry. The original law was 700 miles, and you've only completed 36. So your estimate of 350 shows that you went to a failed education system, probably frickin' Harvard, and you can't add. You can't
they don't
do
care.
Numbers
they
because
don't care,
700 though. Minus 36 does not equal 350.
I know. You know. Look, they're gonna. This is the problem. It's an oligarchy and a semi-dictatorship right now. They don't care. They're going to do what they want. They're steamrolling over us.
Who's stopping them?
We're trying.
We, the people. But who in our elected is stopping them?
There's only a handful. There's like, 75
right now,
or 80?
Right now, every one of our elected who's pushing this amnesty, the truth is we already have a law. And to try to degrade that law and kick it to cater to illegals, you are aiding and abetting in the foreign invasion of the United States. And that is treason. And every one of you, I pray that every one of them are held accountable by the people of the country and charged with treason.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's all they've done.
No, you're right, Rod. They do think we're stupid and we're sick of it. We're so sick of it.
Well, it's obvious by the bill that they are out to discriminate against anybody who is not part of their group.
Well, look, I mean, there's no, as far as I can see right now, what's going on and has been going on for, this goes way beyond even Clinton and possibly further back than Nixon. Let's be honest with each other. It took them a long time, Bill, to build this machine, and they now have the technology to do it. And what Mike Slater got excoriated for was when he stated what Glenn Beck said on his radio show, that if Hitler would have had the technology that the NSA has today, there wouldn't be one live Jew left on the planet. So they excoriated him for that. But this is what's going on. This, look, way back when I'm reading history, okay, when idiot Chancellor Hitler, Herr Hitler, was elected in 1933, it took him a good 5 years to put that machine together. Okay, he didn't have near the technology, but it still takes time to build it, right? You know that this has been going on for at least 80 to 90 years or better for this machine. Now they got technology, and this goes way, way beyond even before Obama was probably in high school, if we're going to be honest, you know, about this. And it's just that they had to push him into his senatorial deal, push him into the U.S. Senate, and push him into the national stage so they could claim the race card. And they could just ram this stuff through, like, you know, what, through a goose. And they're doing it. And it's quite effective.
You saw on Hannity last week.
Yes,
and you've
absolutely
heard about the Black Alliance, their stand.
Right.
Blacks are realizing that this immigration bill is going to kick them further down. It's going to put them in further poverty. It's going to put them in line behind people who entered illegally.
There's no jobs for anybody. And now with Obamacare, see, this is the plan. This is what people have to realize. You have to connect the dots. You've connected it. I've connected it. Rod here's connected it. How many people have not? There's people, even Glenn Beck and Louis Gohmert probably haven't connected these dots. They don't know Agenda 21 from their butt from a hole in the ground. And you know that's true. They're not connecting the dots because they have real jobs.
Well, your elected aren't connecting the dots. All they're doing is counting the padding of their pockets.
Here's the thing. There are some real deal people, and I'm not saying that Gohmert and King and Bachman are bad people. They're jumping on the bandwagon of stopping amnesty, which I applaud them for because they know how dangerous it is. They don't know I don't think they know the depth of it, but at least they're trying to do the right thing. I got to give them that. And they've got 67 others and more coming on the way because people are actually calling them up and saying, I want to join your team and stop this thing. So if they can stop it in the House bill, I mean.
Well, Indiana. Phone calls got both of our senators to change their votes.
Thank God. Look,
help.
This is what we, I know.
Right
but
now,
we have to,
right now, the only politician out there, Linda, I only see one politician that has my interest. Of all of them out there, there's only one that has my interest. I don't trust none of the others. The only one I aren't now that has my interest is Ted Cruz.
He's cool. You know who else? There's another one that's been posting on Facebook as well, Justin Amash. He was one of the three of the whole damn 435 of those clowns who voted against the H.R. 340, whatever the hell it was. I can't remember. 345 or something. I can't remember the damn name of it. I have to look it up. You know which one. It's about the right to assemble, and even though the Secret Service is around. So Justin Amash is good. I think Louis Gohmert's good. I'm telling you, there's some people out there, they don't understand Agenda 21. Some of them very much do. They're just not vocal about it right now because they're focusing on this stuff. They're trying to stop it. If they can put this kibosh on it in the House and it dies in the House, it goes away for a while until we take our country back. That's what I'm coming at.
Well, you've got to have leadership that gets out there to do it. You've got to unite the public. And right now, I'll be honest, all these Tea Party groups, too many of them are self-serving. Too many of them
don't
want to work with other groups and think that somehow they alone have the magic answer. The magic answer is unity. And without unity, we will not win. If you keep catering to keeping us apart because you're afraid of, it might take the money out of your pocket or it might somebody else's group might have better answers than your group or whatever. For whatever selfish reasons that you don't want to work with other groups, you are hurting the country.
Exactly. I've got people out there. Look, there's one of my groups is Tri-City Tea Party. Okay. They focus on many things. They did focus on the amnesty deal. A couple of the people, like he's a physician, and it's Dr. Steve Gafanti, and we've been to rallies together, going up against Obamacare. We've done everything. I mean, so I've known these people for many years, and they're very intelligent. They get it. And he was very much saying to his people last Tuesday, please call the Senate. Please, here's the ones to target. This is, you know, here's the links. I got up and spoke too at that meeting and said, please call your House of Representatives. I don't care who. Call 10 of them. Go look on the site, get their phone numbers, get all the Republicans. Call them and say no. And you're going to find out some interesting things. And I actually did. There were people I'd never even heard of who said to me, their aide said, my guy here, you know, this particular representative, Paul Gosden, whatever, and Tim Griffin or whomever, these guys are definitely against us. They're going to. These are the House of Representatives. If you get enough people to join that original 70 bill, they can kill this thing. And I'm telling you, especially if you get enough good Republicans on the House side to kill it, it won't come up for a vote. They will go up against. This is the whole deal. They're going up against Boehner because Boehner is the one that's making us nuts. Do you know what I'm saying? This is what's going on. Boehner is a traitor. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I hear you, and I agree with you.
John Kerry's
a traitor.
Oh my God! Well, look, Boehner is an idiot. If they can pressure him, and this is the point, if we can pressure them and they pressure Boehner, he cannot bring it up to the floor. Then it dies, Bill. It's done. We win this one. We have to do it. I have to do it all this week and all next week. I will be on that phone. I don't care if it's August or July. I don't care who's on vacation.
I'm on there every day.
Yep. Yep, that's it. We have to. These people are, secret courts and Soros and the Bilderbergs and the Obamas and the Jarrett's and the Billius. I can't take it anymore.
The Gates, the Bloombergs.
Oh, Michael Bloomturd, the Mayor McFascist. Oh, Andrew Kumquat. Oh, my Lord. I can't take it anymore. It's crazy.
I mean, we've all got them in our states. Let's be real.
Oh,
we all got those
I'm overwhelmed. I've got Maxine Waters on the brain. I've got Stretch Pigelosi. I've got Box Butt, and I've got Frankenfeinstein. I got them all. I got everyone you can think. Oh, Lord. And
there's
Moon
more,
Moon,
you know.
Brown. I got Governor Minnie Mussolini Brown. Oh my Lord! And I got Socialist Bob Billner as a mayor of San Diego. Holy Christ! I got him.
I kind of found it funny on Friday when they were talking about something about the gun bill, because at that time my state representative was with my governor at the shooting range.
Oh God! You want to know what they did? They have actually passed draconian bills right now. We have to have background checks to buy one box of ammo. We have to pay a $50 fee to buy that ammo. They're forcing the guns.
Where does any of these people get the idea? Shall not be infringed.
They have no authority, and they're doing. Look,
they have
everything.
No education. They have been indoctrinated. They do not have the brains to come in out of the rain. If they did, they'd blame somebody for making it rain.
Look,
here's then they'd
the want
to tax you because it did rain.
No, I know. They're killing me with this. Whether you hear tomorrow and Wednesday show, because I got a whole bunch of recaps on my meetings. Look, what Ron has said, and since we're talking on his show, I want to give credit where credit's due. He's absolutely correct. They have no authority. Where did they get this authority? They make it up out of thin air. It is ridiculous. And people who are uneducated and do not know how to stand up against this tyranny will let them steamroll over them. And that's what's going on right now. I'm ready to scream. You're ready to scream.
You can still walk out in public and people tell you, oh, they can't do that. Because they're not smart enough to actually go see that. You may think they can't do it, but by God, they are doing it.
They're doing it. And this is what's so amazing to me. Because these people, okay, for the most part, anybody who even listens to the news, if that's their thing, instead of standing in for hours and hours and couple of days to go buy some, what was that guy's name? The Nike shoes, $189 for these shoes. There was a shooting. I don't know where the hell that was. But it was all over the internet. Oh, it was actually in northeast, close to Ron's area in Atlanta. I think it was northeast Atlanta. They had a shooting because somebody was deciding to rob these people who were standing in line for hours and hours and hours on a sidewalk waiting for a place to open for these stupid Nike shoes. Oh, my God. I mean, these people don't even watch.
He thought no one would have a gun and he could rob them.
Yeah, and he had one, but you know what? He's dead now, so hey, amen. And here's the thing. Look, I mean, these people, they don't even watch the news. Though the other people who watch the news, they're watching NBC, ABC, CBS, all the BS, you know, full of BS, PMS, LSD, CNN, Communist News Network. And I mean, this is what they're listening to. Do you think they're hanging
to the
out
very,
with
the very media that is assisting in destroying this nation?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're complicit. Well, yeah. It's called what are they? It's the fifth column. That's what they are. They're not the fourth estate. They're the fifth column. And you know that's old rum, and that's the treasonous part. Look. Nobody reads history. I've been through it. I've been to these meetings. I'm looking at these people. I'm sitting in a room full of people who are spouting stuff. They don't know what they're talking about. They're swallowing the Kool-Aid. And I went off in these meetings. I absolutely, on two tables, they had this like a Delphi facilitator meeting, and the place was packed to the walls. And I'm telling you, there was a lot of stakeholders there, indoctrinated lying SOBs, all from the left. And I actually spoke my mind, and you should have seen the looks on the facilitators' faces. They were not expecting me to come. Oh, they were in shock. It was actually, I wish I'd had a camera, Bill. Oh, man. I get to share with you guys. Wow. It was amazing.
Here where I'm at, I backed myself into a corner against the liberals that are in the area.
Right.
I'm the one standing out there. I'm the one whose face they see. I'm the one who, if I show up at a town hall meeting, all of a sudden it's over. No one wants to talk and answer my questions.
Right.
And if I ask
a
question, they act like I'm crazy.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I actually got treated, even though I was, they could see the look on my face. They could see the steam coming out of my eyes and ears. I'm telling you, Bill. I mean, there was no way to be non-transparent about how I felt. My emotions were all over my sleeves. Believe that. And they looked at me and they go, did you want to say something? And I said, absolutely. Anyway, so I did my thing, and I was actually shouting down some people, because I'll tell you something, Bill. When I hear communism and Marxism thrown in my face from a whole table full of people, I'm going to stand up and call it out. I'm not going to sit still. I won't.
If anybody was to call me that, I would just look at them and say, and whose party is financed by a Nazi?
No, I know, but I'm saying what they were doing was these people were spouting all this carbon credit crap and all this Marxism and this social equity and all this crap. And see, I've read history and they haven't, so I know where this is coming from. I was livid, I was incensed, and I was going to call them out on it, you know, because they're too stupid to understand what the hell.
Linda, just ask them. And who's going to make all the profits from the carbon exchanges? Do you know who those people are? Can you tell me who they are?
Yeah, besides Governor
Brown.
Because
they won't have a clue. They won't have
a clue.
They won't be able to tell you that. And then when you tell them who they are, well, then they're going to deny it. Deny it. Deny it. Just show them the Chicago Carbon Exchange and who was it that
these
was involved
people,
with that.
Bill, these people were so uneducated on this stuff and so indoctrinated on the other side, Bill, they wouldn't know. If I even said Valerie Jarrett or Maurice Strong or the Chicago Climate Exchange or the Joyce Foundation, they would look at me like I came from Jupiter and had a purple head. I'm telling you, these people are so stupid. I have to go down to the kindergarten level of these people, and they still won't get it. This is how what I'm up against, believe me. Oh, but when you hear what I did later to this Sandag deal, because they – on their desk of these tables, they had papers where we could take them, and they had their address and stuff, and they wanted our comments, I mean, in big red letters and all this stuff. Because I talked to this one lady, and I said, okay, can I put my stuff on paper and send it to your office? And she says, absolutely. She grabbed it off the middle, and she says, here. And I said, this is the address. So I got it the next day. I did it that morning. I got it out before the mail girl got here. And I'm telling you, I let them have it. I will bet you one thing, that this is the first time any of those SOBs ever saw the words Bolshevik Revolution written on a page in their damn lives. I let them have it, Bill. Oh, I was livid. I was polite, and I didn't cuss, but I was livid.
I run into the problem, Linda, when I get in there and I do get a chance and I ask a question, no one's ever been able to answer one of them.
Oh, I know.
Or willing to answer one of them.
Oh, no. Yeah. Some of them can't, and some they have no clue. They don't know where you're coming from. They've never seen Agenda 21, or if they have, they're part of it. And, you know, that's
I'll tell you, if they're a congressman or a senator and they say they don't know what Agenda 21 is, they're a bald-faced liar.
Yeah, these are lower. I know.
I'd ask them, because I heard a congressman make that comment that he'd never heard of it. And he actually been sitting in Congress about 24 years. And I looked at him and said, well, sir, you're a liar. I said, you were on the floor. You were sitting there on the floor of Congress the day that Nancy Pelosi introduced it. And the look on his face.
Oh, I know. That's funny. Yeah. I just wanted to say hi to Doc. I'm glad he's here. We got
because
6 minutes. We're gonna do some stuff.
They don't realize that some of us out here do our homework.
Oh, my God.
We have
brains. And some of us are reading like banshees. I mean, we're like educating ourselves to the point where we're like it's like the Twilight Zone. We're on warp speed. In other words, it's crazy. I gotta tell you. Hello.
I don't know where we're headed or what the end is gonna be, but I know we are on the verge of the biggest explosion in this country that we have ever
seen.
I know.
It's gonna be worse than the Civil War, I predict. I absolutely predict that.
And when the people see that we got foreigners here helping fight our people, maybe then they'll get the message, but it'll be too late.
Yeah,
years, Linda, we have let them build up and build up. And by not taking action, we have let them get more powerful and more powerful and get everything into place. We are guilty because we didn't stop it before now. And now we may not able to stop it.
Oh, I know. It's not without a huge bloodbath. I get you. Look, when we go to Delaney, and Doc, we'd love to have you. Just get over there to Southern Indiana and play with us July 12th through the 15th, because we are going to – I'm partying. I'm taking notes. I don't care. You know, we're going to go practice with our water toys. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to strategize, and we need to seriously consider having our own community there where we can help each other someday, and we'll figure it out because it's doable. These are the things we have to do.
It's doable. It's economical. It's
absolutely
better for security and many other reasons. It just
helps.
I never really put it into that kind of perspective until the last couple of years.
I know.
The truth is, that's what it is. And now we're seeing they're going to try to force us into the cities, which, that's just so they can control you.
That's what Agenda 21 has been about since day one. They have wanted to herd people into these corridors all through the nation. You've seen that map, the black spots. That's it, baby. You ain't going anywhere else. And the state of Indiana is completely off limits. Hello? Oh, my God.
And guess who's going to be making the profits off of all the natural resources once they get everybody pushed into the city?
Well, yeah, all the New World Order clowns and all the foreign
entities.
It'll
be the global elite is going to be the only ones making any money. The rest of you, you'll never get ahead.
You know what?
You'll get what they think you need.
If you're already not in one of the...
No one understood. When Obama wanted to share the wealth, it was with the world, not with Americans.
they're so stupid. I mean, look, anybody who propagates redistribution of wealth, whether it's in a community or whether it's globally, has got their heads you know where. Look, I'm going to do a 41-second deal on the promotional deal for tomorrow, which is our show, and I hope Doc and everybody comes in. I'll try to promote it a little bit more early in the morning. I know Ron's been sick today. He had a bad stomach ache, so last minute, about 5 minutes after 4 my time, 5 minutes after 7 you guys' time, I was Skype contacted and we talked about that. So I got in today. Thank you, Bill, for helping me. We can do a lot tomorrow. We'll do a whole hour and a half. Just promote the show as best you can, and that way we can get people in here. I know it's hard to get.
Let's start letting people know that our website's going to be changing and updating, and we're going to be updating on our radio shows and stuff. Let them know that we're gearing up for this too, and hopefully we can bring a lot more people with us from Facebook and other places when we get the site updated.
I gotcha. Okay, be back in a sec. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired. 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed But Never forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Okay, guys, I know we're coming up on the last second. Thanks, Bill, so much.
God
Thanks,
bless,
Doc.
Everyone.
God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Keep
we're going to do this at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks, Doc. We got it. We're going to go out. They're going to cut me off, and you guys have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll do it again. We'll get some really good information out there to you and some good music and whatever else we got. Love you guys. Bye-bye.